four out there. Yep. You know, John Stapleton is a quality coach. Yep. He came out, it was a clean game back and forth. A lot of the game was played in the middle third.
Yep.
You know, both defensive lines kept on huddling the ball back out, so it was really hard to penetrate.
Yep.
You know, the first half, I thought they had the upper hand. And, you know, we talked at halftime about attacking down the flanks more. We had a lot of success all season.
Yep.
Let's get the ball outside to Ian Oker and launch some crosses in and see if they're going to follow some marks. And, of course, the first time we do it in the first half, he launches a shot and it goes in. And so it was that we felt that we created a lot more opportunities getting the ball to the outside. If not, we can get a long throw in and sort of try to penetrate there.
We had to be, like I said, to get that opportunity, I mean, to get that score right before the half, obviously.
I was telling the other gentleman that, you know, it really made us believe, like, hey, you know, we have a chance here.
Yeah.
I mean, we were down 1-0 with them last time, and I felt like we turned the keys off.
Yeah.
And then it really picked up.
Like you said, you had a lot more opportunities there in the second half, and did you sense that just something's going to click here?
I'll tell you, I felt it was going to come down to a corner kick, just or a set play, just because so much play was in the middle. If a team gave up a corner,
yeah.
I mean, every balls were being zipped in on both sides.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what it came down to, was a set play.
Yep. After losing that close match, I mean, one that could have gone either way during a regular season of them, it worked to your advantage in this one?
You know, we watched film a little bit. The main thing I told my guys is, hey, it's going to be a tough game. The next five games are going to be tough. As long as you come out there and battle, things are going to fall our way.
Yeah.
And, you know, we lose. But you can't hang your head down. You gave everything out. It's going to be a tough match. There's no lies.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, they got it. They felt, you know, we got a chance to compete. We got a chance to win. So it's nice, you know.
Talk about some of the people that you were happy with their performance.
You know, Max Menzies, our sweeper, earlier in the season when we played him, he made a costly mistake and gave up the goal. Phenomenal tonight, clearing the ball out, picking it out. I thought that was real important, a real confidence booster for a sophomore back there. In the back, we had Roman Zwarich come back to play for the first time in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he really was solid and shored up that middle, which was good to see.
Yep. Again, you know, you got Sam now back, and he's playing, so that, you know, changes the way that you, I mean, that obviously changes the way you can do things, and,
it's a big confidence booster, knowing, hey, you know what, if we let him shoot from 18 to 20 yards out, unless it's a hell of a shot, it's not going in.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not going to make a costly error, and he's going to make sure that we get back.
So right now you've, I guess, more than once. You get them. The way the section.
We played them earlier in the year. It was 2-0. We won, but they didn't play any of their top guys.
Didn't have their people.
You know, I had the chance to go watch the first half earlier today, so I have an idea how we're going to attack that.
Uh-huh.
And so it should be interesting this Tuesday.
Okay.